Instead of 6 hours, it'll be 16 hours.
All of which is more entertaining. We've been talking about the Super Bowl offline, which is more entertaining than any of the projects that we've talked about this meeting. But that notwithstanding.
About to change.
About to change. Paper 19, Leo.
Thank you. Agenda paper 19.
Sandy, you have a comment on the Super Bowl before we kick off?
Yeah, I was going to comment on its impact on traffic, but I don't think that's funny.
No, given where your offices are, I can imagine that it's not funny at all.
Is Governor Christie going to close some bridges?
I thought the Super Bowl was in New Jersey, but people keep telling me it's in New York.
Okay. Leo, with our apologies.
Thank you. Agenda paper 19 is about the perceived conflict between paragraph 31 of ICE 1028 and the forthcoming amendments to FRS 10 and ICE 28. The issue was raised by some respondent to the exposure draft, sale or contribution of assets between an investor and its associate or joint venture. In its July meeting, the committee recommended that the ISB should proceed with the amendments to FRS 10 and ICE 28, and asked the staff to perform further analysis before proposing whether or not the ISB should delete paragraph 31. We think that paragraph 31 is inconsistent with the forthcoming amendments to FRS 10 and ICE 28, and with the current requirements of ICE 28. This is because, according to paragraph 31, the accounting for the gain resulting from the contribution depends on whether an equity interest or other asset are received. Indeed, a full gain is recognized in respect of the non-equity consideration received. On the contrary, the other requirements of ICE 28 are independent of the nature of the asset received, and in the sale or contribution project, the ISB decided that a partial gain is recognized in all sales and contribution of assets that are not a business. We think that the committee should not add this issue to its agenda as a separate project, because according with our outreach, the transactions within the scope of paragraph 31 are not common. However, we recommend that the committee should propose to the ISB to include this issue in the proposed narrow scope amendments to ICE 28, elimination of gains arising from downstream transactions. Because in our view, there is an inconsistency within ICE 28, and we don't expect significant unintended consequences from the deletion of paragraph 31. We ask the committee members if they agree with our proposal to delete paragraph 31 and to include this proposal in the exposure draft, elimination of gains arising from downstream transactions. Thank you.
Comments, reactions? You may set another record, Leo. Oh, Laurence.
I agree with what you are proposing is consistent with the proposed amendments to IS 28 and prior decisions of that committee. I disagree with what you state in paragraph 26 that the transactions within the scope of paragraph 31 are not common. I'm aware that they do exist, some do exist. And thirdly, if you recall, I was voting against the proposed amendments to IS 28 when we last discussed, so I can only be against deletion of that paragraph as a consequence. But I understand it is consistent with what direction it is going.
So without a yes, a no, or a maybe?
It is a no condition for proposing deletion of that paragraph, because I disagree with the other proposed. With the other proposal, but if the other proposal goes through, yes, this is consistent.
Okay. John, Andrew, Scott?
I agree with the staff recommendations, but I think it is interesting to think about the implications if equity method is permitted in separate financial statements, whether we would be as comfortable with the same view that you get the gain recognition irrespective of the nature of the consideration. And if a parent has transferring a business to its subsidiary. So I know the paper doesn't go into that because that's only a proposal at the present time. So, but it's just an interesting question because obviously this says the nature of the consideration is not relevant. So, you know, would we think the same in a transaction that's when equity method has been applied between a parent and its subsidiary? So, but I agree with the staff position. I think it's inconsistent with the proposed amendments.
Did you want to come in, Patricia?
I thought from what John said that he thought that by eliminating this, there would be more gain recognition. And I think if I understand the other amendment being made, what this means is that even if you receive cash, you defer part of the gain.
Yeah.
Okay.
Andrew?
I agree with the staff position. That's it.
Scott?
I agree with Andrew.
We agreed with the staff position. We agreed with you. Okay. Any disagreement? Sandy?
I got nothing to add on this. I guess I agree.
Luca?
I agree with the staff position.
And Scott, your light came on again. Did you have something? All right. We take it then.
Procedural question.
Ah, of course. You can ask any question you want, but you're a board member.
So what happens now to this amendment? Is it, does it have to go to exposure draft? Do we do an agenda rejection? How does it relate to the forthcoming amendment that the board is balloting at the moment?
Yeah.
Because clearly it's that paragraph is inconsistent with the example that's in that ballot draft.
Yeah, we'll have a think about that. Our paper had been set up on the basis that we would propose to the board that they include this deletion within the next exposure draft on equity accounting, which it's about to go through the process of balloting and publishing, and that relates to the elimination of the gain on a transaction and when the level of the investment drops below zero. But you raise an interesting point that's sort of just making me think about whether in fact we ought to bring this to the board as effectively a sweep issue on the amendment that we're about to finalise. Because this is how we had originally brought it to this committee, because it came out of the comment letters that we received on that particular amendment. Either way, it's going to go to the board. And so I think in bringing this issue to the board, I think we need to just think about what question we ask the board about whether we include it as a sweep issue in the finalisation of the amendment on the previous issue, or whether we introduce it as a proposed amendment in the next exposure draft on the other issue.
Yeah, we need
board meeting.
Yes, we can do so. Posting is next week, so we should be able to do that.
Okay, for something we agree with, I'm getting a lot of people commenting. Scott?
I was just going to say I'd encourage you to do it as a sweep issue. I think paragraph 31 is written from the standpoint of you decide what gain you get based on what you receive. And I think, you know, we're long since past that for many years, and the amendments we're making, you know, make it clear that you evaluate the gain you get based on what you give up. So I would encourage this as a sweep issue in conjunction with that amendment.
Laurence?
I would have thought that from a due process perspective, this would have been bundled with the exposure draft that is going out with the proposed amendment to 28 as a result of the last decisions about elimination of intercompany gains with an associate. Because this has not been exposed, there has not been public comments on this proposed deletion, and so on. So from a due process perspective, I think it needs to be exposed at some stage.
And that's the consideration that we'll include in our paper to the board. The reason why I'm suggesting that we might consider bringing it as a sweep issue is because it did come out of the comments received back on that last exposure draft. So therefore it came back to us through that exposure process.
Reservation.
It's like that, final decision with the IESB as a sweep issue for finalization of the other project rather than being exposed?
Well, that's a tough call, and it's a procedural call. I think Michael's correct. Many times when we respond to things that come up in the comment period, the board reaches the decision that it doesn't have to be re-exposed. But that's a procedural call that is above Michael and my pay grade. They have to make that call. And we'll note that in the paper, I'm sure. Okay, Leo.
Thank you.
All right, we are now on paper 20.